Thank you to Sandy for your comment regarding dark-colored hardwood floors. In this episode, I'll tell you how to use Pinterest to help you make decisions before purchasing, and I'll show you how I incorporated that beautiful, deep espresso-colored wood in my own home. This episode is available as a video on my channel, Jody Pear, on YouTube, and also as a podcast on Podbean. So let's get started. Welcome to the Home with Intention podcast. I'm Jody Perry, your host. I support the do-it-yourself homeowners by delivering interior design services with empathy, intention, and simplicity at jodypairdesigns.com and by curating a collection of meaningful home products available at essentialpairings.com. My purpose with this show is to inspire you to create a home that is a reflection of you and what you value most in life. This podcast will support you in breaking through the limiting thoughts and fears that have been holding you back from creating a home that is uniquely you. There are no decorating rules or trends to follow here, only inspiration, ideas, and encouragement to express your kind of beautiful, a home that captures the essence of your soul. It's time to create your home with intention. Hi, everybody. I'm Jody Pear. And thank you to Sandy for your suggestion, actually sharing with me what you overheard recently about a discussion about hardwood floors. And she heard somebody say that I love the look of dark colored hardwood floors, but I can't have them because my furniture is dark. And this is simply not true. And this is the limiting thought and belief that I am trying to help you overcome with this show. So yes, if you love the look of dark hardwood floors, I want to tell you about Pinterest if you have not already used it. It is a very powerful tool in helping you make decisions about what you want to do in your home. So you can create a Pinterest board and you don't have to share it with others. You know, if you want to keep it private, you can. But what I would suggest to this person is that she create a Pinterest board for hardwood floors that she loves. Or if she is talking specifically about a room, I don't know, maybe it's her family room or her dining room. If she's looking to change the flooring in there, create a Pinterest board and save images on that board that show you pictures and images of what it is that is so appealing to you, either about that floor or about that room. And when you do that, you are going to start to see a pattern. And me, for example, I will tell you, I love the look of that deep, rich espresso color on a wood floor. I love it. I love it with white painted walls. I love the crispness. I love the contrast of the dark and the light. But I personally, when I am not going to choose to go with that dark espresso color on my floors, and we will be refinishing our floors soon. And I'm not going to do it because I do know that that dark color takes a lot of commitment as far as keeping it looking its best. And I'm not willing to spend that kind of time to do that. So that's one thing to know about it. What else I love about those dark wood floors is that there is not a lot of grain in the floors of these pictures that are so appealing to me. So you'll see that when you start collecting these images for yourself on Pinterest. So there's very little graining, and it provides, because of that, and then that dark color, it provides the look of a solid color, and it just looks just very rich and beautiful. And so, yes, I love that too. So use Pinterest. Or if you're looking through magazines, of course, I mean, you know, look at pictures there, but notice what it is that you really love about those images, and you may surprise yourself, and it will help you in making the right decision for you when you start thinking about your lifestyle and how you use the space. And, you know, try to separate that excitement, you know, that you feel when you see a, you know, this, these beautiful images, because for me, when I am looking at that color scheme, you know, that dark and that light, it's in very, grand spaces, you know, like there's like this grand expansive staircase, or there's these big, beautiful windows looking out to beautiful gardens. And, you know, so just enjoy the images and, you know, savor them and notice how they make you feel, but really pay attention to what it is that is appealing to you. And maybe there's a different way that you can create that look in your home. And so for me, our basement, I was painting our basement, and we have louvered wood doors down there on our closets. And that is where I chose to use the really dark espresso stain when we refinished those doors. And I love it. I cannot look at it enough. Every time I walk down in my basement, I am reminded of the Caribbean, because that's what I see when we travel there, are these, you know, the louvered doors and the really dark, rich colored woods. And I want that in my space, and I brought it in my space, but not on the floor. I did it differently, and it still evokes that same feeling for me. And it kind of just takes my breath away. So I hope this is helpful. Again, I guess my main point here is, before you make a decision that you can't do something, use Pinterest and start collecting images so that you can make an educated decision and really get to the bottom of what it is that is so appealing to you. And, you know, consider things like, how are you using the space? How much time are you willing to commit to maintaining that element, especially the wood floors? And notice the graining and the color when you are looking specifically for a wood floor. And when you're looking at a small sample that they have in the store, you know, how it's a small sample, that is not giving you an accurate picture of how that is going to look in your space on a, you know, on a large space. Because when it is all laid out, you are going to see that color variation, and you're going to see that graining, and it's going to add a pattern into your environment that maybe you weren't aware of. So just pay attention to that and consider the overall space. And I love Maria Killam's guidance in looking at a wood floor. She says to consider a wood floor like you would a pair of denim jeans, because they go with almost anything. And I love that. That's a really freeing thought. So you can visit her blog, Color Me Happy, for lots of color inspiration and lots of valuable insight on wood floors and colors. So, all right, I hope this was helpful, and I will see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen on, because it helps me to grow this podcast and to reach more people. Because the more people who choose their surroundings with intention, the more people can follow their heart back home to themselves, which is the mission for this podcast. Once a month, I will randomly select a reviewer and offer them a free download of my book, The Art of Decorating with Intention, a guidebook to creating an oasis for your soul. For more frequent insights and inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at Jody Pear Designs. I have been fortunate enough to find the most helpful resources and amazing people whose work has touched me and inspired me to show up here today. TheHouseCoachingInstitute.com, Kathy Heller's inspiring podcast, Don't Keep Your Day Job, Allison Barker's work and her new podcast, Your Soulful Brand, The Sherry and Nancy Show, a podcast for women in their 50s that is hilarious and deeply inspiring. And Sandy Monroe. She is a joyful life lived on Instagram, and her brilliant teachings and guidance are exactly what I need. I'm so grateful to have found each one of you along the path towards fulfilling my dreams. I'll see you in the next episode of Home with Intention.